swept technique.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Constellation Field. This is the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Welcome back in. Killer Bees broadcasting live from Constellation Field in Sugar Land ahead of the Sugar Land Space Cowboy game. Being joined now by Joey Loperfido of the Space Cowboys. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes with us. Thanks for being on. How's it going so far early in this season?
It's going good. It's been beautiful weather out here in Sugar Land so far, and got a really good group of guys, great clubhouse, and a great staff. So it's been good vibes this past week.
So when Joey's in the kitchen and he's cooking, because we hear that cooking might be a hobby of yours, what are we eating, spinach? Because the power game has been off the charts right now for you.
You don't have to laugh at that, Joey. You don't have to laugh
no,
at his
that
poor
was
jokes.
Funny.
Thank you.
No, I mean, in the off season, I'm trying to make, you know, some clean, good food to eat for my roommates and I. And in season, I don't get to do as much cooking for myself, but definitely trying to, you know, keep on the good weight. And
what are you whipping up? What's your specialty? Italian food?
So I made a paella at spring training, and then I love making Italian food. So I love, like, a good Sunday sauce, Sunday gravy, just Ooh. Like one big pan of red sauce and meat, okay. Put it on some pasta.
Not a bad idea. We were trying to talk our way into you being on the Astros opening day roster after a fantastic spring. What was the message as you start this season in AAA?
You know, I think just, you know, do everything I can day in, day out to prepare myself to play in the big leagues. You know, as the player, you always feel like you're ready and you always want to do that and want to be up there. And that's obviously the goal. But, you know, I think to approach, you know, this season starting here in AAA and Sugar Land is anything other than, hey, I'm going to, you know, day in, day out, make myself a better player. So when that time comes, I'm that much more ready for it. It's kind of what I want to do and been able to do that so far.
How much do you, especially being this close to the big club, how much do you, besides your day-to-day here in Sugar Land, how much do you keep an eye on the Astros and looking at what they're doing and who's doing what and trying to figure out, like, when my opportunity might come and if there's a chance for me to get 30 miles down the road?
Yeah, I mean, even as a fan of the game and of the team, you know, I do my best not to, you know, let it consume me like that. We'll watch, like, the post-game, like, condensed recaps back at the apartments just as, like, see what's going on, and
sure.
I'll watch that one in the Phillies with CJ. But you just don't really think about it like that. Like, for me, I day-to-day here would, like, just want to go throughout my work and my business without really thinking, like, oh, I wonder who so-and-so did last night, that kind of thing. Just, I think if you do that, it kind of creeps in, and, you know, before you know it, that's all you're thinking about, and you're not really
we'll
taking
do it for
care
you.
Of your own
business. Don't worry about that. We will absolutely
yeah,
do it
yeah,
for
yeah.
you.
That's what we do. We say a lot of nonsense, or sometimes it makes a lot
makes
of
a
sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
Joey Loperfido joining us here at Constellation Field in Sugar Land. A lot of fans of the Astros, well, he's our future first baseman. He's our future center fielder. He's our future corner outfielder. You've played everywhere. You played some second base as well. What do you think's your best position defensively?
I love playing center field. But again, I think that, you know, versatility defensively is something I pride myself on. Really, since I was in high school, I mean, I'd play shortstop for my high school team and then in the summer circuit kind of play more center field. And then in college, my freshman year, first was kind of the way into the lineup. And my sophomore year, second was kind of like, hey, Joey, you can really help our team this year if you're able to do this. But got to play my last 2 years there at Duke in center, and that's kind of where I like to be best. But I think just continuing to get, you know, more comfortable in the other corner outfield spots and also, you know, keep first base in my back pocket is something I can do, you know, can only help you.
Well, and it can, especially because, again, I'll take it back to the big club, but we know that, you know, there are opportunities, that fourth outfielder spot. We know that going into the regular season, they were looking at center field. And obviously, you having the big spring made a lot of people pay attention. We know that they're always looking for a bat off the bench. Your versatility has to come into play. You look at a guy like Dubon and all the things he was able to do last year because he could play an infield spot or two and play the outfield. That has to lay in your favor no matter when you get that first call-up.
Yeah, and as a young guy, I mean, when you look at the big league team and how good they are, I mean, they're competing for a World Series every year, which is, I mean, where else would you want to be?
Right.
But I think that kind of furthers the point that, like, hey, you got to be able to hit and you got to be able to play defense well at multiple different spots because you never know where – where,
where did that
come.
First base experience come in?
I played it my full freshman year at Duke.
Okay.
So every game that season. And then in 2022 and 23, probably played almost, you know, 20-something games each year there.
Joey Loperfido, our guest, Constellation Field in Sugar Land on ESPN 97.5. We mentioned all the positions. How many gloves do you have in your bag?
Here at the stadium, I have probably six or seven.
Okay.
But a couple are just, you know, extras that I haven't broken in
sure.
yet. I'm with Marucci, and they have they give me these little, like, glove carrier cases to kind of protect them when we go on the road. So I'll bring four for road trips. I'll bring two outfield, a first base, and then a normal infield one, too. It's just kind of an emergency.
Gotcha.
That's awesome. So you grew up in Philadelphia.
Just outside in Haddonfield, New Jersey.
In the Philly area.
Yep.
I heard there's a little bit of a – you had a little experience watching your current club and your hometown team of the Phillies in some big games.
So I was fortunate enough to go to Game 5 of that World Series that year where Chaz made the catch.
Uh-huh.
And it was awesome. I mean, that environment in Philadelphia, even being a little split between, you know, my hometown team and the Astros, it was just so much fun. And I remember my roommate, Chad Stevens, he's in Double A with us. We just looked at each other a couple times during the game. And we're like, dude, like, this is what we're working for.
Yeah.
I mean, you looked around and even being there as a fan, I asked Jake and Chaz and all those guys just like a ton of questions this spring training about, you know, how was it, like the atmosphere, all that. And that's just what you're working for. You know, you can see, you know, the grind of the season, but you know, more or less at the end of the year, that's where you want to be playing, and to do stuff on that stage is really what everybody wants.
We know that you're working for your dreams, so you have to put in the time, of course, in the minors. We hear all these horror stories about players in the minor leagues, and it's much different here, you know, with the Space Cowboys, you get up to the higher levels, but you're not that far removed from single A. What's the worst thing you could tell people about being a minor leaguer?
I mean, I think, you know, in the recent years, the conditions that we've, you know, had have been far and away better than years past.
Is that the union?
Yeah, I mean, just like the quality of the affiliates, the housing, the food. I mean, they're paying for the housing. Everything right. like that has been so much better. And even being the way they structure the schedule, being in the same place for six games in a row. I mean, thinking of the Texas League last year, like, that travel is 15 hours on the bus sometimes. And, I mean, even doing that for six games straight is one thing. But if you were going 15 hours, play a couple games, then, like, overnight bus, play another couple games, like, that's brutal.
Yeah.
So, you know, I always say to older guys that played in the minors before me, like, hey, you had it much worse than we did. So I feel like we're pretty spoiled right now. I can't really think of anything.
You go to camp with all those veterans, and you talk about how good the team is, but you got some guys that, if they're willing, and sometimes we hear stories, some guys are, some guys aren't, but coming out of camp and being in a camp with that many veterans that have done what they've done, who was a guy that really kind of took you under their wing a little bit and kind of you had some good conversation with?
I think all the outfielders. That group's not only, you know, crazy talented and had individually so much success, but they're pretty tight-knit. My locker was right next to Tuck. And so he was just kind of from the beginning, like, talked to me every day, which was cool. But Chaz, Jake, all those guys in the outfield, just, you know, going through drills every day with them, being in the same groups. And them just, you know, a couple years before this, being in the kind of my same shoes, you know, they were all really nice to me. And
Chaz has got some Pennsylvania roots, right?
Yeah, Westchester.
Yeah.
But no, just a great group of guys, and they work really hard too. They're grinders.
Cheesesteaks, are they overrated?
No, they're not. I wouldn't say.
This isn't going back home. You can be honest.
Where's the best one in Philly?
I'm from Wisconsin, and that's not cheese.
So the best one in Philly is Angelo's.
Okay.
Far and away, their rolls are just superior. They're on the same street as this really famous bakery in Philly, so they get really fresh rolls. Good meat, and then they use Cooper Sharp cheese,
okay,
which is really good.
Real cheese instead of that Cheese Whiz crap.
I mean, I've had Cheese Whiz on my cheesesteaks. It's coming, like, more late at night, maybe, like, after some entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe that's a Cheese Whiz time. But if I were just going to have a good, like, my favorite kind of cheesesteak, it's from Angelo's with the Cooper Sharp. And they make really good pizza, too. They started in my hometown, Haddonfield, and then they moved to Philly, and everybody was devastated.
It's good stuff. You looking to make an order? Or?
I was seeing if I'd been there before, because I've been to Philly a few times, but I never remember where I go. Mm-hmm. I'm terrible with names. So I was seeing if it's something, you know, jogged my mind about being there, but I don't think that I've been there. It doesn't look familiar. It looks delicious, though. I will say that. The bread looks phenomenal,
like you
were talking about. It does look really good.
That's a changer because, I mean, when we went with the Rockets and the whole thing, I was in on how they made the meat and the onions and all the other, and then I saw the Cheese Whiz, and I was just like, oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't think I can like that.
Joey, you you talked about just, hey, focused on the year, what happens. Is there an ETA for you, the goal for you?
No. I try not to think about goals like that, even, like, statistically. I think as minor leaguers, you know, you work all off season for this, and to put, like, any kind of statistical cap or anything like that on yourself, it's just not needed. So,
yeah,
I'll do everything I can every day here to put myself in the best spot, and yeah. I'll let the chips fall where they may.
As a Dookie with a Coug, I mean, if Shed plays,
yeah.
Are we talking about a different story?
That's a great question.
You're welcome.
That's a great question.
I don't think this was Duke's year,
yeah.
Whether or not he played or not. But I think if you look at the recruiting class that they got next year, I'm a big fan of Coach
Pretty much
Shire.
Every year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're loaded they're loaded next year.
Yeah.
I think they'll get it rolling. I think they'll keep competing.
So you do think if Shed played, they'd win, right?
Maybe.
Joey, thanks for the time.
Good luck, man.
Love watching what you did in spring. Been paying attention to what you're doing here. We'll be rooting for you, and good luck the rest of the way.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
You got it. Joey Loperfido stopping by on the HRNP guest line live from Constellation Field in Sugar Land. We'll step aside for a moment. We come back. I have the top five pass-catching trios in the NFL. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.